Does the committee charge me with being a communist?
Mr. Stander, will you let me tell you whether you are charged with being a communist? Will you be quiet just for a minute while I will tell you what you are here for?
Yes, I would like to hear.
You are here to give us information which will enable us to do the work that was assigned to us by the House of Representatives, which is a duty imposed upon us to investigate reports regarding subversive activities in the United States.
Well, I am more than willing to cooperate.
Now, just a minute.
Because I have, and I know, some subversive activities in the entertainment industry and elsewhere in the country.
Mr. Stander, the committee is interested in any subversive knowledge you have.
Well, I have knowledge of subversive action. And I can help the committee if it's really interested.
Mr. Stander,
I know of a group of fanatics who are desperately trying to undermine the Constitution of the United States by depriving artists and others of life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness without due process of law. If you're interested in that, I'd like to tell you about it. I can tell names and I can cite instances, and I'm one of the first victims of it. And if you're interested in that, and also a group of ex-Bundists, American Firsters, and anti-Semites, people who hate everybody, including Negroes, minority groups, most likely themselves.
Now, Mr. Stander.
And there are people engaged in this conspiracy outside of all the legal processes to undermine our very fundamental American concepts upon which our entire system of jurisprudence rests.
Mr. Stander, unless you begin to answer these questions and act like a witness in a reasonable, dignified manner, under the rules of the committee, I will be forced to have you removed from this room.
I am deeply shocked, Mr. Chairman.
In the summer of 1964, black men and women in Mississippi, joined by 1,000 young volunteers from the North, formed the Freedom Democratic Party in defiance of the all-white Democratic Party of Mississippi. When the Democratic National Convention met in Atlantic City, black activists in the Freedom Democratic Party traveled by bus from Mississippi to demand that black people, who are 40% of the population in Mississippi, should get 40% of the seats at the convention. Fannie Lou Hamer, a sharecropper from Mississippi, spoke to the Credentials Committee, citing her own experience about what happened to black people in Mississippi who tried to vote. Her eloquence on this occasion, nationally televised, so worried President Lyndon Johnson that he issued a White House announcement to interrupt her testimony. The Democratic Party refused to seat the black delegates, instead offering them two non-voting seats, which they refused. Here's a portion of Mrs. Hamer's testimony.